Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
So nice to have you back.
What's today?
It's Thursday.
This Thursday?
I need caffeine today. Get that coffee going?
Yes, coffee.
I think I'll go and brew some coffee.
Where's the coffee pot?
No coffee.
No work.
There you go. Enjoy your coffee.
Now get back to work.
Have a great day, everybody. Let's have a great day.
Now take your position. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And my head is literally exploding right now because there are so many things that we need to talk about. And it is so frustrating. I know it's, I try to bring you happy stuff, but so many think that it's all doom and gloom, but it's awareness. You have to be aware of what's going on. 884-9910, the Talk and Text line. If you want to get a hold of me right now, talk and text, 884-9910, or send me a quick email at monica@991fmtalk.com. I'm looking at all that stuff right now, and kind of got the show laid out. I've put a lot of things on the internet already at 991fmtalk.com, including, thank you so much to my producers, including today's poll question. Boy, it just seems like this is what we have to do, and I'm so proud of Story County Commissioners. This is awesome. On Tuesday, Story County Commissioners, I touched on this a little bit yesterday, but it opens the door for today's question to mitigate big government or takeover governance like King Sisolak is doing right now. If you didn't hear it, Story County Commissioners on Tuesday voted to oppose separatist governing control and the carving up of the county in what is the first official statement the commission has made since Governor Sisolak proposed creating innovation zones. It's almost like Nevada is being used as the guinea pig, as the state. Let's see if we can pass this through. And we'll see if we can push it on other states. See if people are ready for this or if they understand what's really going on. So here's the question. Story County did it preemptively because the legislature hasn't passed it yet, but with the Democrats, yeah, more than likely they will. So should other counties follow suit and create their own resolutions against innovation zones? Because just because we're talking about Blockchains LLC right now in Story County, that doesn't mean that some company, remember, it's just a company. It's just a corporation. It's not specifically for this one, it is going to be a blanket. So how many corporations, Google, Apple, going to come in to areas and buy up huge amounts of land and start their own little cities, start their own little counties, a county within a county? Their own rules, regulations, education system. Huh, education system. What do you think they might be teaching the kids? Well, if you live in that city, does it matter? What if you're forced to live in that city for your job? Talk about the ultimate form of mind control. So these innovation zones can be in any county, as long as they buy up so much land, and as long as they put in so much money. Well, you know there's companies out there that have way too much money for their own good. But, hey, the people gave it to them. Unless they got, you know, a free ride from the government with bailouts and all that other fun stuff. So, should other counties go ahead and follow suit now and create their own resolutions against innovation zones? Because this is going to be another one of those things where the counties have to file their own resolutions to say, hey, not in my backyard. But then what happens when, you know, county commissioners change? Might have to be a vote of the people. Why are we even seeing BS like this? So people can come in, buy up land in the name of, you know, creating a smart city and have their own education, have their own law enforcement. Wow, sounds a lot like Sharia law, doesn't it? You go into some places in Michigan, they've even got their own little community law enforcement cars. This is literally the division of this country. At some point, are we going to see the United States of America just be the Americas? And each state just have their own sovereignty, make their own laws. You take the size of the United States and you place it over Europe, and our states are, they're the same size as the different countries over there. We tried to be united, but so many are just out there to divide us. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. A member of Nevada's Wildlife Commission is joining the call to end coyote killing contests, a practice that rewards the participants who slaughters the most animals. Should killing contests be banned in Nevada? Some other states are moving forward with banning contests like this. 38% said yes, 35% said no. 1% said, as the urban areas push up into BLM, more and more coyotes are in neighborhoods. Maybe this commission member will have his or her dog snatched up by a coyote. 26% said, I'm on the fence with this. If they're hunting in areas that aren't overrun with coyotes, then I would disagree. If it's to solve a problem with coyotes, killing domestic animals, and it's responsibly done, then I think it's okay. Why do we have to have contests? Why don't you just, if, you know what, and that's just local. The House of Representatives just passed the most horrible bill ever imagined. As so many people are desperate for election integrity. Now, you got to get deep into this bill, because Nancy Pelosi is pushing the money. Oh, we want to make sure everything's transparent and, you know, people have their voice heard. Yeah, really? It requires states to automatically register eligible voters and other same-day voter registration. states would also face more conditions in order to remove registered voters from their rolls. So you can't even clean the voter rolls. Under the bills, or under the bill, H.R. 1, by the way, felons would be able to vote after they have completed their sentences. Shouldn't that be up to the states? Shouldn't the voter rolls be up to the states? This is the one that really gets me. Really gets me. For mail-in ballots, states must count ballots if they are received within 10 days after Election Day. So for all those states who are trying to take control and are suing and creating new legislation, the federal government, once again, is trying to block everything. Just block it all. Among multiple provisions regarding voting, it would force states to implement a minimum of 15 days of early voting, offer mail-in ballots, facilitate online voter registration, and allow no excuse absentee balloting. Remember, an absentee ballot is a hell of a lot different from a mail-in ballot. When states are trying to do their part and making sure that we have a safe, secure election to bring back confidence in the American people that their voice is being heard, Democrats are doing everything to destroy it. States are trying to come back and say, hey, no, you want a mail-in ballot? You want an absentee ballot? You need to show identification. It needs to be verified. But no, Democrats don't want anything that is even close to integrity. Are you upset yet? Then let's talk about the freedom of speech. Because this bill, which is so grossly named, restructures the Federal Elections Commission. Why would they do that? Because it restructures it to a partisan majority rule campaign regulatory agency. It also creates extensive new restrictions on the freedom of speech during campaigns, in part by overturning the Citizens United Supreme Court case, which had dissolved certain limits on corporate and union political spending. The legislation would also prohibit coordination between super PACs and political candidates. H.R. 1. Unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi, so proud. Because she's just taken one more step towards pushing this country into totalitarianism, into the new San Francisco. Have you been to her district lately? Just take the microcosm of what her district looks like and spread that across this country, because that's what's coming. Sorry for the doom and gloom, but did you know all that was in H.R. 1? You want to find out more, the full articles at the Epoch Times. Again, the only actual news source out there that's bringing you the facts. Love these guys. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Happy National Grammar Day. Let's hope it's wonderfuler than last year. Maybe you can find peoples to celebrate with. And remember, never, never, ever use no wrong wording. Me, for one, take for granted all of the other people's bad grammars. Specifically, how they is always thinking it's supposedly right to say, for all intensive purposes. I is fortunate, because my teacher teached me good, and I learned a lot. Thank yous.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
All right, it's the Monica Jay Show. Stick around. We'll be talking about what's making our troops, our National Guard troops, sick in Washington, D.C. No, it's not the situation they're going through. But first, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Marshall this morning. Hi, Marshall. Thanks for calling into the program. You want to talk about those innovation zones?
Yeah, Monica. Well, aside from, I read the text of the draft bill, and I mean, it doesn't do anything for the people, nothing for Nevada. We have nothing to gain from it that I can get out of that. But I'm kind of wondering, since when do governors and even presidents draft legislation and then spend their time pushing it? They're not lawmakers, are they?
No. They're not supposed to be.
That's right. And I think that's kind of unusual. I don't get it. It's just the governor that's like pushing this thing.
Yeah. It just shows, you know, and I want to see if he received any money for this. Did he can't get any campaign contributions? Because I heard his campaign war chest is pretty dang big for 2022 and that he will be running for re-election. So
really?
That's from my understanding. You know, I've been told wrong things before, but I can totally see it. You know, with how we got in this time.
Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't understand it because it doesn't, you can never get rid of an innovation zone that I can see. It's a county, basically. And it just doesn't provide anything. And also, I don't see how you're going to get any more innovation out of it than you could just as a regular company in the first place. You don't, it doesn't add up to me. It smells fishy.
It literally is just to break things up and create their own areas, their own laws. I mean, now picture religious-based companies, okay? So you have a company that is owned by somebody who is Islamic, and they want to buy up all this land in the name of their innovation zone. Or you have the Chinese come in, buy up all this property. They want to have communist law. You have another company that comes in, wants to create the new world order, the globalist agenda. And it is literally just taking apart this country piece by piece by piece.
It is. And didn't Harry Reid want China to come in for just years, wanted to bring a solar company or something his son had vested interest in?
Yeah.
Could never really pull it off, but you know, China seems like they've been trying to get into Nevada for a very long time.
Yeah,
or
because
America.
We have so much to offer this country in minerals, in energy, in everything. And this is how, remember what Reagan said. Remember what other politicians have said. They are going to take down the United States from within. It's not going to become, you know, we're not going to see anybody invade us and conquer us. It is going to be because of our laws, because of the politicians, what they've created. That's how they're going to take down this country. And we can't let them do it, Marshall.
Yeah, and Sisolak isn't, there's something going on. He's not just doing this because, he had the idea and he thinks it's fantastic. There's got to be something else going on.
Yeah, it needs to be researched. Somebody needs to, you know, dive into his background and financial situation and see what's going on there. So,
Marshall, sounds scary.
Tell me about it. That's a closet.
Thanks,
I don't want to get into. Thanks, Marshall. Appreciate the call today. Let's check in with Don. Don wants to put in his two cents. Hey, Don, thanks for being on the program today.
You bet, Monica. Appreciate you greatly. Yeah, the reek coming from the capital, state capital, has gotten to Gardnerville, and you can smell it. And that's because this guy is nothing but a crook. And I don't know why somebody's not investigating him. He crook. He got in the same way Biden did. He's a crook. They cheated. And somebody needs to start looking at that. And this bill that they just passed in Congress, that's not going to go anywhere. How am I going to vote? I don't even trust our state. They screwed it up so beyond belief, I can't believe it.
Well, and that's what's
got to be done.
That's what scares me, Don, is if you are automatically registered to vote and the left knows that you're not going to vote, then they're going to steal your voice. We saw that happen in this last election. People went to vote and saw that they had already voted.
Correct. And they stole it. That's how they did it. And that's what he did when he was down there. He used Harry Reid's machine. Remember, you heard about that in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Every time we had an election, the lights went out and they had a power surge. And all of a sudden, Harry Reid won. Anyway, these people are pushing communism.
Oh, Don, I lost your call, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, they're pushing communism. They're pushing total control. And they're saying, well, no, you voted for it. No, we are not. Not when these elections are being stolen. And we need to get to the bottom of this, and we need to do it now. Because if we wait any longer, well, there's no getting the genie back in the bottle. Let's just say that. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for already calling into the program and getting a few things off your chest, including today's poll question. Should other counties follow suit with Story County and create their own resolutions against innovation zones? So basically say, not in my county. It's not going to happen here. Governor Sisolak pushing this. His idea, let's create this. It's great for the economy. They have to put all this money into the community, into the state, into the county. Yeah. 991fmtalk.com. Love to hear from you today. Answer today's poll question. Then you can head on over to my webpage. I've already got a lot of the stories that I'm talking about today already up on the site. So if you'd like to see them for yourself, including the story about Story County. Thank you for the Nevada Appeal for putting that together. Great job. Great job. Sam Metz with the Associated Press. National Guard troops. Wow. What the hell are they still doing in D.C.? Are they protecting the politicians from us? Or us from the politicians? I'd really like to know. But the way that they have been treated from day one, it's got to stop. So if you did not hear this, I'm getting this from American Military News, but other agencies have covered it. National Guard troops were served undercooked food with metal shavings, worms, mold, unfit for human consumption. Some of them didn't realize it, and they ate it. And they got sick. This is absolutely disgusting. Now, in going through all of these photographs, Senator Gary Peters putting out on Twitter, this is unacceptable. I want to know, because I've gone through all these articles and I can't seem to find it. So if you know of it, please let me know. Where is this food coming from? Now, Representative Jack Bergman met with the troops at his office, and per the soldiers, the food issues have been remedied. But we're still looking into it as a team to see how this happened to ensure this doesn't happen again. Again, I want to know, where did this food come from? Because when you look at these pictures, this was not, in my opinion, done on accident. This is not something that just, oh, they missed it. The pictures show the food very clearly. The metal shavings, the mold, the undercooked. Where did this food come from? Oh, we can't keep up with the demand. If you can't keep up with the demand, then don't send anything. Because this is absolutely disgusting. Let the politicians eat this stuff. Let's feed the National Guard what our elected representatives, what Nancy Pelosi is eating. If this is going to happen to the Guard members, then they need to be sent home. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. So again, if you go to my webpage, you can read the AmericanMilitaryNews.com. You can read the article there. But a lot of news sources are carrying it, but still, no answers. I want answers. Something else you need to know. I'd like to thank Assemblywoman Annie Black for sending this out. And for standing up. Standing up for Nevadans. Because there are a lot of representatives who are not doing it. From the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Colin Lockheed tweeted, "Some fireworks on the assembly floor just now. Freshman GOP Assemblywoman Annie Black was speaking about why she believes the Nevada legislature building should be reopened to the public, and then called for a motion to reopen the building, seconded by Assemblyman Jim Wheeler." The only other legislator who voiced support for this motion was Assemblyman John Ellison. Assemblyman Ellison is awesome. He's also the only representative who supported the recall of Governor Sisolak. So apparently, the Speaker pro tem, Steve Yeager, was stunned. Didn't know she was going to do this. So what did he do? He immediately called for a recess. And then when returned, simply ignored the motion and moved on. It's all on video. You can watch the exchange. Casinos in Nevada are open. Thousands of fans are watching the Golden Knights hockey games in person. Restaurants are open. Bars are open. Walmart's open. Target, Costco, grocery stores, drug stores, convenience stores, malls, hair salons, and tattoo shops. Even schools are starting to reopen. The only two buildings not open to the public right now are brothels and the Nevada legislature. You can insert your own joke there. And I got a lot of them on the tip of my tongue, but I'm going to keep them right there on the tip of my tongue. Why is our legislature being closed to the public? Because the ones who run it, the Democrats, do not want you to have access to it. They don't want your voice heard. They don't want to hear your opinion. And that should not stop you. Because there's phone calls that can be made. There's emails that can be sent. They've even spent fancy money on fancy equipment that will tell them if an email has any content that has been cut and paste. So, don't do that. Send your own creative email. I know it takes longer, but you know what? Getting our government back into our hands is worth it. Go to NevadaPatriot.net, and they have done a fantastic job of having all the names and phone numbers and emails right there in front of you, so you don't even have to go to the legislative website. You can go to the legislative website, and I encourage you to do that. And if you don't know where it is, just log on to my webpage. The links are all right there for you, even the Nellis page. 884-9910, talk and text. Let's check in with Dr. Kelly this morning. Hello. What do you have on your mind today?
Oh, awesome. And I wanted to just verify that you encouraged your family members who are still over here on this side of the border, meaning California, to have signed the recall Gavin Newsom petition.
Every single one of them did.
Amen to that. And I just want to encourage folks to get involved and serve in your local county grand jury there in your great Republic of Nevada. And part of the typical year involves poll worker training and observation. And it's so funny, in my instruction booklet, in the part that says assisted voter log, you definitely write their first and last name in. And this is so creepy from 2012, but I wrote in Bill Gates.
I think we all saw that one coming, Kelly, that, you know,
yeah.
why does a man give up all that to go into vaccinations and all the, the man is just, I'll keep my mouth shut. Dr.
Yeah,
Kelly,
so
thank
I
you. Oh, go ahead.
Theme for that house of ill repute, meaning, and also the brothels.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dr. Kelly, thanks for the call today. Appreciate your time. Let's take a quick break because we have somebody hanging on the line who I want to take more than just a couple minutes with. So, Jeff Church, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Talk and text 884-9910. Let's check in with Jeff Church, member of the Washoe County School Board of Trustees right now. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. What's up?
Oh, I was just going to remind you that in addition to the legislature, you can't go to the city of Reno. You're locked out of, and most of the other local agencies as well. However, the school district is open for public comment and attendance.
Now, isn't there a school board meeting today?
Are you there, Monica? I think I lost you.
No, Jeff, I'm here. Is there a school board meeting today?
No, it's next Tuesday at Hug High at 4 p.m. attendance and people to come. The Black Lives Matter, so-called anti-racism education indoctrination that's going to be going on, or anything they want to talk about.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And why are the school board meetings, rather than just being in one secure location, why are they going to all the different schools now?
That's actually a good idea. It used to be held in a tiny little room that wouldn't accommodate more than about 20 people. And now it's open to the community. So eventually we're going to hit the entire, you know, Washoe County area, so that parents from that geographic area can attend. And it's a good way, too, for people to attend to actually see the schools.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't even think about it that way. So, Jeff, is there a way to find out what's going to be on the agenda for that particular meeting?
Yep. You can go to the Washoe County School website, go to the calendar, and see it. And, again, it doesn't have to be on the website if you want to talk, I mean, on the agenda. If it's related to the schools, you can talk about it. But once again, you can't go to the City of Reno Council and talk. So shame on them. If I could find a lawyer at a reasonable price, I'd hire him and sue the city, because it's unacceptable.
Yeah, poor Joey Gilbert's got his hands full with just getting the businesses back open and protected and everything like that. So, you know, there at least there's somebody out there working for the people.
Yes, and if there's any lawyers listening, we're looking.
Jeff, I think they're just too afraid to get involved with the city. Because, I mean, look at what the look at what the city is doing now to the poor people out in Lemon Valley. You know, they've decided to appeal that decision. It's just, they're just going to keep dragging it out and dragging it out. And they know they're in the wrong.
And they want to raise our taxes again. That's the answer. More taxes.
Unbelievable. And we don't want to just pick on the city of Reno, because remember, the city of Sparks is still doing their Zoom meetings as well. So we need to open.
But Reno wants. I was just going to say that I think it's SB 11. Reno wants to raise our annual vehicle registration tax like we predicted.
Oh, yeah. You didn't need a crystal ball to see that one coming. All they want is more money from the people. It's just, and it's all going to be passed on, because businesses aren't going to just swallow all this up. It's going to be passed on to anybody who wants to go do and see and eat anything. So, Jeff Church.
Well, Monica, remember those firefighters need that $400,000 a year.
Yes, they do. Jeff, always a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for doing what you're doing with all of the school board. And again, you've said it before, I've said it, we need good people running for office now. How many seats are going to flip on the school board this year? Or I mean next year.
There's three of them open, three of them. In 2022, three of them. We need to fill all three with fiscal conservatives.
All right. Do you know what districts they're in?
Yes, basically everything east of Virginia Street. So whether you're in DeMonte Ranch, North Valley, Sparks, but the ones west of Virginia Street have already been, they won't be till 2024.
Okay, so basically if you're east of Virginia Street, that's an easy way to think of it. You need to find good conservative, fiscal conservatives who care about your child's education. You need to start getting the word out now and getting them running for office, because it takes a while to get people to know your name, doesn't it, Jeff?
It does, and it doesn't pay well, but, you know, mainly it's because we care. But it does include health insurance, which I declined. I have my own, but, you know, that does matter to some candidates.
All right. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today, and you be safe out there. Take care, and you know the line is always open to you.
Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Jeff. There goes Jeff Church. One of the things I love about Jeff is, you know, here he is. He's spending his retirement, he's spending his pension on protecting and being a watchdog for the community that he loves. And now being on the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. I cannot stress to you how important this primary election coming up in, well, I say June, but it could change because just another thing the legislature's working on. They want to be the first in the country. How important that primary election is going to be. You need to get your supporters together now. You need to make the decision, just like I did. You need to make the decision now to run for office and get your name out. Start going to every single community meeting out there. And one that is absolutely fantastic is finally coming back, and it's called First Fridays. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent. It's about sharing the ideas and protecting our community. First Fridays. You want to know more about it? Then stick around because Paul Jackson will be joining us after this Fox News break to talk to us about First Fridays and to also clue us in on what is going on tonight to talk about election fraud right after this. Thanks for being here.